NFL Roundup, Week 3. I'm Dave Ferry. It's been 57 years since an NFL team scored as many points as the Dolphins did on Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa threw for 4 touchdowns, and the 3-0 Dolphins set several team records in a 70-20 dismantling of the Broncos. Devin Achane tore up Denver's defense with 203 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns, along with a pair of scoring grabs.
If we go out there and we all click on all cylinders, I feel like, you know, there's something. You know, it was... I mean, I wouldn't say that I came out here like, okay, we're going to score 70 points. But, I mean, we're capable of doing a lot of great stuff with this team.
Raheem Mostert accounted for 82 yards and 3 scores on 18 carries as Miami racked up 726 total yards. Mark Daniels saw a nice comeback by the Packers.
Down 17-0 after 3 quarters in his first career start at Lambeau Field, Jordan Love rallied the Pack to an 18-17 victory over the Saints. Running in from a yard out, hitting Romeo Doubs from 8 yards away with 2:56 left. Without 4 starters on offense, Love said his young wide receivers grew up fast.
Great plays when we needed it most. A credit to Aaron. You know, it wasn't perfect a lot of that game, but guys never flinched and they showed out.
Derek Carr got knocked out with a shoulder injury. Jameis Winston put New Orleans in field goal range with a minute to go, but rookie Blake Groupe wide right from 46. Both clubs are 2-1.
The Chiefs have found their offense, as Greg Eklund reports.
After a punt on their first possession, the Kansas City Chiefs scored touchdowns on their next 3 en route to a 41-10 rout over the Chicago Bears. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw 3 touchdown passes in the win.
The first 2 weeks, we just kind of have been out of rhythm. We haven't kind of got drives and sustained drives going. And so just to not have those killer penalties and to kind of get the offense moving in the right direction. And then all that other stuff kind of comes with it.
Matt Gay's 5th field goal of the game completed the Colts' 22-19 overtime win at Baltimore. Gay ended it with a 53-yard kick after nailing a 53-yarder to tie it in the final minute of regulation.
Was really just kind of in that blackout mode where I wasn't thinking too much. And so when it came down to that last one, I'd be able to trust the snap, the hold, the protection. I mean, can't do it without those guys. And it was a good snap, good hold, and was able to go ahead and make it.
He was 5 of 5 on field goals, nailing 4 from at least 50 yards out. It's Groundhog Day again for the Patriots and Jets. Mike Mancuso was at the Meadowlands.
The Patriots have made it 15 straight wins over the Jets with a 15-10 win. Both teams are 1-2. The Pats' biggest offensive play, a 58-yard TD on a catch and run from Mac Jones to Farrell Brown.
It felt great to get the offensive spark. Definitely, we needed it.
Each offense struggled in the rain and wind. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson had a rough day, throwing for 157 yards.
The Cardinals scored on all 5 of their first half possessions and cruised to their first win of the season, 28-16 versus the 2-1 Cowboys. Joshua Dobbs threw for a touchdown and was 17 of 21 for 189 yards.
Did a great job finishing in the fourth quarter on both sides of the ball. It was a great win.
James Conner ran for 98 yards and a score. Dallas was penalized 13 times for 107 yards and had the game's only turnover. Elsewhere during Week 3, Keenan Allen threw for a 49-yard touchdown and set career highs with 18 receptions and 205 yards, helping the Chargers beat the Vikings 28-24. The Browns were 27-3 winners over the Titans as Myles Garrett recorded 3.5 sacks. The Bills picked off Sam Howell 4 times in a 37-3 pounding of the Commanders. Kenny Pickett threw for 235 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Steelers beat the Raiders on the road for the first time since 1995, 23-18. After getting 1 sack in their first 2 games, the Lions sacked Desmond Ridder 7 times and thumped the Falcons 20-6. The Texans clobbered the Jaguars 37-17 as rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud passed for 280 yards and a touchdown. Kenneth Walker III rushed for 97 yards and had a pair of second-half touchdowns in the Seahawks' 37-27 verdict over the Panthers. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.